Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People of God, God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight as we have entered into the Sabbath of the Lord. Amen. We have actually entered into the Sabbath of the Lord, and we're grateful that the Lord has brought us. We're grateful. Amen, for another day. We're grateful. Amen. Can you think of a few things that you are grateful for on today? Listen, just a few things. We don't have to think very far. Amen. We don't have to think very far, because as we look over our lives, as we look in our present situations and circumstances, we can see that the Lord is good to us. Amen. And listen, we owe him a praise. We owe the Lord a praise. We want to say welcome tonight. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Thank you. Thank you for each of you coming in to join us on tonight. As always, we welcome you with open arms. Yes, we welcome you with open arms on tonight, and we welcome you to come and sit with us. Amen. Perhaps it has been a long, long week for many. But listen, this now enters into the Sabbath of the Lord, the time of rest, relaxation, reflection. And we look back over our week, because listen, our week could have gone a lot worse than it did. So no matter what we've gone through and everything, we give thanks unto the Lord. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you, each of you on tonight. Tonight we were actually broadcasting live here on tonight, and we just want to welcome you. People of God, listen, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come. Invite a couple of your friends, your family, your loved ones, your neighbors. Amen. Just invite, invite, invite anybody you can think of, that longtime co-worker, invite them to come with you on tonight. God has been good to us here on this Prayer News Network, and we're so grateful. We're so glad for the great things that he has done and the great things he's doing. And we know that the best is yet to come. Truly it is. And we have decided, as we always say, wherever he leads us, there we shall follow. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank God for you. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking out the time to come and be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Thank you for taking time. You could have been doing many, many, many other things, but you elected to be here with us, and I tell you, we are grateful for it on tonight. So go ahead again and invite a couple of people to come on in. Invite them to come and be with you on tonight. There is a blessing for you on tonight. There is a word from the Lord for you on tonight. We thank God, people of God, because this past week, these last 2 weeks, the Lord has been showering down on us. He has been making his pathway, his will for our lives so clear, and we thank the Lord for it. Amen. Even as the scripture said, a fool need not err. it's been just that clear. It's been just that precise. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to be with you on tonight. Invite. Amen. Glory to God. And while you're inviting, we just want to go ahead and acknowledge our leaders. We always take time to acknowledge our leaders, all of our leaders that are listening, all of our leaders that are listening internationally. We thank God for you. Thank you if you dialed in. We thank God for you. Whether you dialed in, amen, on our conference line, whether you're listening on our blog radio side, we thank God for you. Whether you are listening by podcast, we thank God for you. Or whether you're listening by Facebook, we thank God for you. The Prayer News Network Facebook page or the New Rear Prayer Group 52 Prayer Group. However you're listening, we're all plugged in on all stations right now. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. You don't have to lag. You don't have to wait until later. As it is, as they say, hot coming off the press. You can get it right now on either one of those means that we just mentioned. So all of our listening that are listening on all of those platforms, we thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. If you're listening by Facebook, go ahead and tag someone. Take this message and tag someone and send it out via Messenger. However, we're just trying to expand and get this word out. We're truly trying to win the lost. Amen, at all costs, amen. Getting people ready for kingdom, amen. We went through a shakeup during the pandemic, and I know a lot of people are saying and have said, no church as usual, no more church as usual. Truly, God is doing a new thing. And we're just grateful tonight that at the beginning of the pandemic, listen, this dropped out of the mind of God, this PNN broadcast out of the mind of God. And we give God thanks and we give God praise, amen, that it fell into our hands. I thank the Lord. Glory be to God. Thank the Lord. He could have chose anyone. He could have chose literally anyone out of 7 billion people on the earth. But we give God thanks and we give God praise that it fell into our hands. And he has entrusted us with this outreach ministry. And we bless the Lord on tonight that we're moving forth all by the divine orchestration of the Lord, and people are being saved, and this broadcast is growing over 59 countries now. We bless the Lord for that. Amen. Glory be to God. Over 23 million people. We thank the Lord for it and growing. We thank the Lord for it. Amen. We thank God on tonight again for each and every one of you. Thank God for our leaders that came, they fed us. Glory to God, got us to this point, to where we are right now. Amen, because even as babes in Christ, we couldn't feed ourselves. Someone had to take time to spoon feed us the word of God. Amen, whether it was an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, a teacher. Glory to God, someone that just helped you along the way to get to where you are. Amen, through loving and kindness to bring you into where God could clean you up and get you ready, make you ready, amen, took our lives and made something great, amen, out of our lives. And we thank God for our leaders, amen. Thank God for each of them. First of all, thanking God for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, thanking God for him and thanking him for the work of Calvary. He came, he died, he paid a great price. He paid the ultimate price. And we just bless the Lord for that on tonight. Amen. He didn't have to do it, but he did for us. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Thanking the Lord tonight for our senior apostle, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, and for Lady James there of Trinidad. Thanking God for them. Thanking God for Bishop K.A. Tina and Lady Tina of Gainesville, Florida. Thanking God tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., and Mother Taylor of Albany, Georgia. Amen. We thank the Lord for all of our leaders that are on the line. Whichever platform you're listening on, we just want to tell you thank you. We humbly say thank you. We want to thank God for all of our PNN advisors, those that the Lord has brought to help, amen, with this work. We give God thanks for each and every one of them, amen, Jesus. And we put that filler out, amen, Jesus. Listen, we're putting the filler out, amen. If you have something that you can offer, glory to God, because people of God, we're growing. We are growing, amen. At some point, we'll be able to tell you all that the Lord is doing. But for right now, there are things in the works, amen, projects in the works. So if you tug, if you feel, amen, that the Lord is calling you to be a help to this PNN work, listen, the table is empty, amen. As they say, bring it to the table, amen. Glory to God. Surely there is space for you, amen. So we thank God, amen, for each and every one. People of God, we thank God for you, each and every one of you. We bless the Lord for you, amen. Just thanking God for our co-host on tonight, amen. Just thanking God for everyone, amen, that has come to be a part of this work, amen. Truly, it is a blessing. It is a blessing, amen. It's Friday night, people of God. We are ready, amen. We are ready to hear what the Lord has to say unto us, amen. So on tonight, go ahead and get your pen and your pencil, get your paper, get ready on tonight. As we already said, there is a blessing. There is a word from the Lord on tonight. And people of God, as you're getting your pen and your pencil again, your paper, your notepad, your telephone, however you're taking your notes on tonight, don't forget about that one person that said, oh, I wish you had called me, or I wish you had texted me, or I wish you had reminded me. That person, go ahead and send them a text and tell them to come on in. Tell them to come on in to the PNN. Amen. Tell them that we want them to come and join us on tonight. Come and be a part of what the Lord is doing on tonight. Tell them they don't want to miss it. Amen. Glory to God. And while you're doing that, amen, while you're doing that, amen, we know that, glory to God, as we always say, we cannot approach the Lord any kind of way, just like you can't approach a judge any kind of way. Mm-mm. You think you can approach that seat any kind of way? I think not. Amen. With those sheriffs and those deputies, they're guarding. Amen. Listen, people of God, we can't approach God any kind of way. As a speaker talked about on the other night, offering strange fire on the altar. We don't want to offer strange fire. We can't offer polluted praise. Amen. We cannot do it, people of God, but we got to be clean. We got to be sanctified. We want our praise. We want our worship to be received by the Lord. We want it to be pleasing to go up before him as a sweet-smelling savor. Amen. We don't do anything. We don't do anything through strife or vain glory. Amen. The Lord gets the glory on this line. Not us. Amen. It's not for us, but it's all for the glory of God. But we need the Lord to look upon our hearts. We need him to look upon our spirits, because the word of God says that he tries the reins of our hearts. Amen. He tries the motives. Why are you doing what you're doing? What spirit are you doing it in? Are you doing it in the right spirit? Glory be to God. Well, listen, people of God, we want to get it right. We want to get it together. So we always take time out to sanctify the line. Amen. So that we can look within, so that we can ask the Lord to look within us, to see where we are, to see what we've done. If perhaps we need to go back, if we've wronged someone, amen, go back. Glory to God, get it right, get it together, amen. And we want our praise to be acceptable before him, and we don't want anything to keep us and to hold us back, amen, from what the Lord has to say, amen. So tonight, people of God, as you're preparing, glory be to God, we're going to sanctify the line on tonight, amen. Sanctify the line simply, amen. Lord, look upon each of us. You know, forgive us of our sins. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us. We can miss God in so many ways, people of God. But we have to always humble ourselves and ask the Lord to sanctify us, make us clean, make us pure, make us ready. So tonight we're going to ask, glory to God, glory to God, one of our prayer warriors on tonight, Evangelist Gail. Amen. Evangelist Gail Bell. If she will come and sanctify the line for us on tonight. God bless you, Evangelist. And then after her, we're going to have scripture reading by Sister Mary Holland. God bless you in that order. You have the platform.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on love thou art calling, Savior, do not pass me by. I'm crying, Savior, oh, Savior. Hear my humble cry, oh, yes. While on others thou art calling, Savior, do, hallelujah, not pass me back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, under this open heaven, we come before you tonight. Hallelujah. Bowing. Hallelujah. Lord, we're laying everything at your feet. Oh, God, we ask, oh, God, that you touch our minds, touch our hands, touch our feet, Lord. Hallelujah. Sanctify us all over again. Purify us. Hallelujah. Clean the skins out, oh, God, in the name of Jesus throughout the world. Hallelujah. Through every listener, touch, touch, touch every wire in the name of Jesus. Sanctify us all over again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sprinkle the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tonight, oh, God, tonight, oh, God, we just thank you for another Sabbath, oh, God, that you allow us together under this open heaven. And, God, we're so thankful for that, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh, God, that you, whatever each individual has on their plate, whatever storms in their life that's raging, oh God, hallelujah, we say send a word to calm it, send a word of deliverance, but most of all, save us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, touch our hearts, oh God, touch our hearts, oh God, and our minds, that we be on one accord, oh God, that we be receptive of your word, that we know that we are in need, whatever order or disorder that we are in, God, we thank you for recognizing it in the name of Jesus. Send a word of correction, send a word of learning, oh God, that's training us, oh God, to be better saints, oh God, the saints that will stand, oh God, in these last and evil days. Hallelujah. Prepare us to be that army that you're getting ready to send out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touching everybody, oh God, from the crown of their heads, God, to the soles of their feet. Oh God, whatever is in us that should not be, take it out, oh God, creating us a clean heart. Hallelujah. God, we receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, go through the airways, oh God. Whatever hindrance, oh God, we bind every hindrance, oh God, Lord. Keep that word from going forth. Every distracting spirit in the name of Jesus, we bind it now, oh God, and we thank you, oh God, for a consistent mind. We bind that sleepness that will take over these lines and cause the listeners to go to sleep. We bind it now in the name of Jesus, and we cast it out. Oh God, we send a deliverer refreshing throughout the world, oh God. Hallelujah, that your word would be heard, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we're so thankful, oh God. Hallelujah. Just to hear your word, hallelujah, a word that's going to get us closer to you, oh God, a word that's going to get us with a closer relationship. It's not about the relationship with people, but it's all about you, hallelujah, what you have planted, the seed that you have planted in us, oh God, hallelujah, right ready, oh God, right ready, hallelujah, help us to be those saints, oh God, not the ones that hid to give some of the bushel, hallelujah, in a dark place, oh God. Hallelujah, but those that gifted, oh God, hallelujah, that you gave it to us and that we do something with it, oh God. Hallelujah, we wait readily, oh God, for the instructions, oh God. And God, we thank you, oh God, right now for touching the minister tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch him from the crown of his head, oh, God, to the soles of his feet, oh, God. Open up his ears, oh, God. Even when he get ready to say something, oh, God, that you have given him, he may even change the direction. Oh, God, you do it. You take full control. Hallelujah. Let Minister Cannon set aside, oh God, but you stand up in him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah, for thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. Oh God, touch his heart, oh God, hallelujah. Bless him, his going out and his coming in. Bless his family, even this time right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah, we bind up the enemy that was the traps, oh God, that just sent his way. Hallelujah, that will hinder him from doing what he needs to do. Tonight, Father, we thank you for everything being said. Say in your son Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Give an honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the speaker for tonight, Minister Cannon, PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer wars, and to our listener and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 111th Psalm. The Lord's wonderful work. This is a psalm in praise of the divine attributes. Praise you, the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has showed his people the power of his word, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. Stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. I have read the 111th Psalm. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Bless you. God bless you tonight, Sister Mary. God bless you, Evangelist Gail, on tonight for sanctifying the line and for the reading of the word. Amen, Jesus. And people of God, we want to get you ready. Bring your hearts and your minds in. Amen, Jesus. Bring your spirit in on tonight. Get you ready. Get you focused for what the Lord will say. Amen. We're so grateful tonight. We're so grateful to have with us again the man of God who I have known for quite some time. We bless the Lord for him. We thank God for what he's doing in his life. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we now extend this PNN platform to the man of God coming all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, by way of Word Ministries. People of God, get your heart ready. Get your minds ready. Amen. Tune in. Bring all of you in on tonight to hear what the Lord will say. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we introduce to you God's speaker for tonight, Minister Craig Cannon. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Cannon.
Praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, once again, Lord God, to come before your people, Lord God, to minister your word and bless your word, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way in me and through me. Let it be none of me and all of you, Holy Spirit. I yield to you right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for all the listeners on this line today, Lord God. anoint their ears to hear and open their eyes to see and open their hearts to understand, Lord God. Your word is the final authority. Your word is truth. Your word is the final authority in every situation and every circumstance, no matter what it is. You are God. You're an awesome God. You're the one true and living God. You're the great I am. You are our provider, our healer, our redeemer, our miracle maker, Lord God. You are our protector, our comforter, our strong high tower, Lord God. You are our way out of no way. You are our possibility in the midst of impossibilities, Lord God. There is nothing that you cannot do. There's nothing that you don't know. Powerful, you're all-knowing, you're all-wise, you're everywhere, Lord God. And we give you praise and glory and honor, Lord God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for sending your son to die on the cross for us and forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you, Lord God. Father, bless everyone on this line. Every person who hears your word tonight, bless them, Lord God. Bless their families. Bless their jobs. Bless their homes. Bless everything they touch. Bless them on their way in and bless them on their way out, Lord God. You're God. You're the one true living God, the great I am, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Your mercy endures forever. There's nothing that you don't know. Your love goes beyond all love. You are love, and I'm grateful for that, Lord God. We all are grateful for that. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way in us. Teach us, lead us, and guide us into all truth, the whole truth, the full truth, and speak whatever you hear, our Father God says. We give you all honor, all glory, and all praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God, you all. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity tonight. I want you to open up your Bibles and turn to the book of Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, the book of Proverbs. We're going to talk about Proverbs tonight. We're just going to go through the first chapter of Proverbs. And we hear that word proverb, and we need to understand what a proverb is. A proverb is a lesson of value. That's what a proverb is. It's similar to a parable, like Jesus always spoke in parables. He tried to convey some sort of spiritual meaning through some sort of earthly thing. That's similar to what a proverb is. It's a wayside saying. So we're going to go to the book of Proverbs. We're going to start with chapter 1, verse 1, and we're going to go through it, and we're going to get some understanding of the Word of God tonight. And I'm going to be reading from the King James Version. And whatever version you have, God's Word is truth. It can't be tainted. So follow along if you can. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, the king of Israel. We're going to stop right there. So right away we know we're talking about Solomon, and Solomon is the son of David. He is the king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. And I'm going to pause there for a moment. Right there in verses 1 and 2, we hear the purpose of Proverbs. What is the purpose of Proverbs? To know wisdom and instruction. Wisdom and instruction. To know. I want you to underline those two words, to know. And I want you to circle wisdom and instruction. Those are what I call power twins, wisdom and instruction. To know wisdom and instruction. And I want you to underline to perceive. To perceive. To perceive the words of understanding. When you know something, you recognize it. You understand it completely. When you know something or someone, you build a relationship with them. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says those who know their God shall do great exploits. There's also a scripture where Jesus is talking, and he says, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. You never knew me. That word know and new means to build a relationship. It's important that we build a relationship with God. We spend time with him. We get to know him. We get to understand him. When you build a relationship with a person, you know that person. There's nothing that someone can say about that person that you don't know because you've built that relationship. If someone comes to you and say, this person did this or that person did that, you say, no, they didn't do that. How do you know? Because I know them. That's not in their character. That's not in their nature. And that's what God wants us to know, his character, to know his nature. So here it says, to know wisdom and instruction, and to perceive the word of understanding. To perceive. That word perceive means to know by experience and observation. Look at that. To know by experience and observation. To know by experience and observation. Think about that. You're going to know because you got some experience with it, or you're going to know because you've observed. You've observed. Your observation is attention to things. You know, if you begin to pay attention to things in the world and you study the Word of God, you will begin to see, know, and understand some things that most people don't know. Because God's word is true. For instance, there's a scripture in the Bible that says that pride comes before a fall. Pride comes before a fall. If you run into a person who's operating in pride, praise God, the fall is not too far behind. It's coming. It's just a matter of time. A prideful person, God says, pride comes before a fall, is on a pathway to a fall. And that fall could be great. In our position, when we see a prideful person, is to pray for them, to pray that they don't see the fall. But that's something that the Word of God tells us. Pride comes before a fall. So to know and to perceive, like I said, to perceive, you know by experience and observation. That word perceive also means to gain a full knowledge of, to become fully acquainted with, to take note of and consider carefully. And here's one of my favorites, to apprehend and comprehend. I love that. So to perceive. So God is saying he wants us to know wisdom and instruction, and he wants us to perceive, to know by experience and observation, the words of understanding. Now let's look at the third one, to receive. To receive. To receive, when you receive something, that means you accept it. You receive the instruction of wisdom. Look at these four things. So I want you to underline to receive. So in verse 2, we underline to know and to perceive. Now in verse 3, to receive. And what are we receiving from Proverbs? We're receiving instructions. We're receiving instructions. So God wants to instruct us on how to live. Instruct us in the ways of life. Proverbs will do that. The entire Word of God will do that. He wants to instruct us on how to live, how to conduct ourselves. He wants us to deal wisely in the affairs of life. So to receive the instructions of, watch these four things. Now, what are we getting instructions of? We get instructions of wisdom. We get instructions of justice. We get instructions of judgment. And we also get instructions of equity. I find it interesting. Wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. Today, we hear a lot about justice and equity tend to be talked about often in these last days. Equity and justice. We don't hear much about wisdom and judgment. Wisdom and judgment. But those are the four things that Proverbs will instruct us in. So we're going to go to verse 4 to give subtlety to the simple, and to the young man knowledge and discretion. To give, I want you to underline that, to give. I love how God has laid this word out, because certain things pop out at you. When the Holy Spirit was leading me to study this, certain things popped out. To know popped out, to perceive, to receive, and to give. To know, to perceive, to receive, and to give. And to give subtlety, meaning we're giving something away. Give subtlety. And so I studied that word out. I said, what is this subtlety? It's interesting because it had what I would consider a negative connotation. It's similar to guileless. It means bait or snare or deceit. That's what subtlety means. But that's not what God is saying here. He's saying to give subtlety. He's saying to give an understanding of what the bait is. Give an understanding of what the snare is. Give you an understanding of what the deceit is. If someone's trying to deceive you, God wants you to understand that. He wants you to know they're trying to trap you. Like your sister said earlier, they're trying to trap you. They're trying to deceive you. They're giving you a snare. So he says to give subtlety to the simple. And the simple, okay, Lord, what does simple mean? Study it out. What does simple mean? Simple, listen to this. Simple means an unsuspecting, pure, without evil, innocent, and harmless. Innocent and harmless. A simple person is one who has an open heart, but listen to this. They're easily led to astray. They're open-hearted. You know, people take advantage of people who have a good heart. They're open-hearted. They're willing to accept you the way you are. But there are people out there who will easily lead these type of people astray. That's why God has to give us wisdom. He wants us to know that. He wants to show the simple the traps that are being set. They're setting traps. They're operating in deceit. They're trying to mislead, setting a snare, a bait. And they're setting a bait for the simple. The simple. Open the ones who are open-hearted, who are easily led to astray. And to the young man, knowledge and discretion. And we know the young men are the young out there, the youth. Knowledge and discretion. So I want us to look again at this. Look at this. We just read verses 1 through 4. We can pick out some things in there. We know about to know, to perceive, to receive, and to give, but let's talk about wisdom and instruction. And we talked about instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. And there's another one, knowledge and discretion. Those are twins, wisdom and instruction, knowledge and discretion. A wise man, okay. Holy Spirit is identifying to us different types of people. There's a person who's simple. There's a young man. But now we're talking about a wise man. And a little bit further down, we're going to talk about a man of understanding. So a wise man will hear and will increase in learning. Now, why would you think that? A wise man. See, in order for that person to be wise, you know, people who are wise, they're wise enough to know that they don't know everything. That's why they're increasing in learning. They're constantly trying to learn more. That's wisdom. That's wisdom. They're not content with what they know because they know there's always more to learn. And God is always unveiling and revealing himself to us. I always think about it as if an onion, or you're peeling an onion, and you're peeling layer after layer after layer. God is unveiling and revealing himself to us all the time. And a wise man knows that. So he increased he'll hear, first of all. A wise man will hear. And if he's hearing, that means he is listening. Men will hear and will increase learning. So you ever want to know a wise man? That's the person who's listening to God and increasing his learning of or about God. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding. Now, here's another man. So we have a simple, we have a young man, we have a wise man, and now we have a man of understanding. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Even though this man understands quite a bit, still not complacent enough to think that he can't get wise counsel. See, we've got to understand we can go to wise counsel. We can seek out wise counsel. Even if we know a lot, we can always increase our learning, and we can always seek out wise counsel to get understanding of the affairs of life. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. And that word dark sayings means mysteries, the secrets of God, the mysteries of God. So Proverbs' purpose is to give us that understanding and the interpretation of the words of the wise and their dark sayings. And now we come to verse 7, one of my favorite verses, the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is an anchor throughout the Word of God, from Genesis to Revelation. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. You can't even begin knowledge in God without having a reverence for God, without trusting in Him. You don't know anything without trusting in Him. We may think we know something, but we absolutely know nothing until we trust and reverence God. And even that which we think we know is partial, or it's corrupted, or it's distorted without having a fear of the Lord. See, true knowledge don't begin until you have a fear of the Lord. And when I say the fear of the Lord, a reverence of God, understanding the knowledge of God, understanding His character, His nature, His hatred of sin, His law of holiness, and His way of mercy. If we don't understand those things, knowledge can't even begin. That's why it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now, there's your definition of a fool. There's another definition of a fool in the Bible. I think it's over in Psalms. It says that a fool is a man who says in his heart, is no God. And I believe my sister earlier related to a fool errs in his ways. See, God already knew all the different types of people and the different natures of people. And He's simply defining them right here in the first verse. A fool despises wisdom and instruction. And there's that twin again, wisdom and instruction. If you look back up in verse 2, it says to know wisdom and instruction, to proceed the words of understanding. And you jump down to verse 7, it says a fool despises wisdom and instruction. Of course he's going to despise wisdom and instruction. He says in his heart, there is no God. He doesn't even believe in God. He doesn't believe there is a God. And that's considered a fool. Verse 8, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. Now, I love the way Proverbs does this because it's becoming more personal. He says, My son, we are the sons and daughters of God. Through Proverbs, He's talking to us. Now, we're going to read and just listen at the word of God. Holy Spirit, open their ears to hear. He that hath ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. My son, hear the instruction of thy father forsake not the law of thy mother. So our father has given us instructions, and our mother has given us laws. But they, verse 9, what is they? The instructions of our father and the law of our mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head. They shall be an ornament of God's unmerited favor to our head, God's mercy and grace. Just by following the instructions of our father and not forsaking the law of our mother, those two things alone is going to give us grace. It's going to be an ornament of grace unto our head and chains about our neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, okay, there's another type of person, a sinner. If sinners entice thee, consent thou not. So I imagine I'm talking to my son. If I had a son, I'm imagining I'm talking to my child, and I'm saying, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Don't listen to those guys out there telling you to do this. If sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they tell you, if they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. Let me translate that. Let us ambush somebody and get ready to rob them. Let us swallow them up as alive, as the grave, and whole, as those that go down to the pit. Basically, let us kill them and take their stuff. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. All the stuff we're going to rob from them and take from them after we kill them, we're going to just bring them into our house, and we're going to fill up our house with all this stuff that we just robbed and taken from them. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. Sounds like a game to me. Okay, come on and join us. We're going to go rob such and such. We're going to take all their stuff. And we're going to all have one purse. We're going to put all the stuff that we get together. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, listen to what the Proverbs is telling us. Walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. There it is right there. See, the one thing I can tell you about Proverbs, God is instructing us. But God is instructing us in paths and ways. I want you all to understand that, paths and ways. Throughout the book of Proverbs, he's talking about paths and ways. Paths and ways. Those two words are vital. Because a path leads to a certain destination, and a way leads to a certain destination. So God is saying, if you get on this path, this is where you're going to end up. Or if you walk in this way, this is where you're going to end up. He literally is instructing us throughout the book of Proverbs in all the areas of life. I find it very interesting. There are 31 Proverbs, and the longest month is 31 days. So if we meditated, if we read, if we turned over in our mind one proverb a day, in the entire month we've been going through the entire book of Proverbs. And when I say meditate and read it, don't just read it, meditate in it. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you, first of all, before you read it. And then ask questions as you're going away. Now, Holy Spirit, what does this mean? What does this mean? He'll give it to you. He'll tell you what it means. He's waiting for us to ask. Waiting. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. See, they have a way and God has a way. They have a path, God has a path. Now watch what happens if you decide to do that. My son, in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, to make haste, to shed blood. They're running to do something bad. They're anxious about it. They're quick about it. They want to make haste to shed blood, to go out and shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. The net is spread. That's a trap. That's a trap. That's what they're saying. And they lay wait on blood. So even though they're going to do something bad to someone else, the trap is for them. They just don't know it. They lay wait for their own blood. They look privately for their own lies. Now, what is God saying in this? This is the message. This is what he's telling us. Even though you think you're going to go over there and do something bad to them, you're plotting and you're planning and you're conspiring to kill them, to rob them, the very thing that you think you're about to do to them is going to happen to you. Isn't that what happened with I'm jumping into another story. Help me, Holy Spirit. There was a story in the Bible where there was a evil man who had set a trap for Mordecai. Mordecai was a Jewish guy, and this man didn't like Mordecai. And so what ends up happening, to make a long story short, this guy builds these things to hang Mordecai. He was plotting and planning to kill Mordecai, to hang him. Hang him, his family, everybody. Kill them all. He was plotting and planning to do that. The very gallows that he built to hang Mordecai, he ended up getting hung himself and all his family. God flipped that on him. That's exactly what he's saying here in Proverbs. They set a trap, but what they don't know, they set a trap for themselves. Now watch this. Verse 19. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. What does that mean, greedy of gain? Greedy, just want to go out and just take stuff from people, take everything. They're greedy of gain, and they take away the life of the owners thereof, which means they kill them. They kill them and take their stuff. Everyone that is greedy of gain, so are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain. So God just told you a way. He just showed you a path. Here's the way of those that are greedy of gain. They're going to set a trap for themselves, and the very thing that they're going to try to do to someone else is going to be done to them. That's the path. If they get on that path and head in that direction, that's going to be their outcome. Let me say that again. If they get on that path and head in that direction, that's going to be their outcome. It's like if you go outside and you jump in your car and you get on a road, right, and you follow that road a certain way, your outcome is going to be your destination. You want to go to the store, you get on that road. Now, there are many roads that will take you to that store. Some of the roads are going to take you over the hill, around the corner, and through the trees, through the whatever. And other roads are just going to take you in a different direction. But the destination is still the same. And God is saying there are paths and there are ways, and I'm going to teach you the paths and the ways that you should go on, and I'm going to teach you the paths and the ways that you should not go on. But guess what? The choice is yours. The good news is if we get on the wrong path or in the wrong way, God's mercy and grace can take us off that path and way and put us on the right path in the right way. And that's the essence of our entire lives. Sometimes we get on the wrong path, and God has to show us signs to say, hey, there's a sign that says wrong way, or you're going in the wrong direction. You don't want to go this way. You need to take a detour. You need to get off this path and get over here on this path, or you need to stop going this way and go this way. Because I'm going to tell you where you're going to end up if you stay on this path. And that's what the book of Proverbs is doing. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without, utters her voice in the streets. This is wisdom seen as a person. Wisdom is simply the word of God. Wisdom crieth out. She utters her voice in the streets. Let me read it a different way. The word of God is crying out. The word of God is uttering her voice in the streets. The word of God in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gate, in the city, the word of God is uttering her words. And this is what the word of God is saying. How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? I told you what a simple one was. And I'll redefine that. A simple one is one that's pure without evil, one that's innocent, one that is open-hearted and easily led to astray. So God has said, how long will you simple ones, you ones who are easily led, will you love simplicity? And the scorners are the ones who are saying, there is no God. You know, it's like the fools. There's no God. We don't believe in God. That stuff isn't real. You know, that's fable. That book is not valid these days. The scorners, that's what he's saying, the scorners delight in their scorning. Watch this, who's with the scorners? The fools. And fools hate knowledge. There it is again. Fools hate knowledge. Verse 7 said, fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now it says, fools hate knowledge. Isn't that interesting? The entire book of Proverbs is talking about wisdom, instruction, knowledge, and understanding. Those are the four. Wisdom and instruction, knowledge and understanding. And the fools despise the wisdom and instruction, and they hate knowledge. And listen to what wisdom says. Listen to what God is saying through his word. Turn ye at my reproof. Turn ye. Repent. Stop going in that direction. Get off that path. Don't go that way. Make a change of heart, a change of mind, a change of direction. Make it a 180-degree turn away from sin and toward God. That's what repentance is. When you repent, you stop doing what you was doing, and you start doing something new. You don't go full circle. You don't come all the way back around to what you used to do. You repent. You change your heart, you change your mind, and you change your direction. That's what repentance is. And that's what he's saying, turn you at my reproof. That means repent. And when you do this, look what God will do. Verse 23, turn you at my reproof, or repent. Behold, I want you to take knowledge of this. Listen, pay attention. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Look at that. Look at that. Praise God. Praise God. That's what repentance is. So of all of you all out there on the phone and you don't know God, you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's time to repent. It's time to make a change of heart, a change of mind, a change of direction. If your life isn't working, if things is just not working out, and you just don't know what to do, and God has led you to hear this phone call tonight, to hear this message tonight, God wants you to repent. He wants you to turn at his reproof. Turn you at my reproof. And as a result, when you do that, look what God is going to do for you. He's going to pour out his spirit unto you. And he's going to make known his words unto you. That means he's going to give you the Holy Spirit. He's going to pour his spirit out in your life. And if you get into this book, this word, this Bible, which you get into the Bible, you start reading it, you start studying it. At first, it ain't going to seem like you understand nothing. And you also find a good church. You find a good church where they are teaching the word, preaching the word, and you sit under that man or that woman of God, and you get understanding. But in your private time, you read the scriptures. See? In your private time, you read the scriptures. And then when you go to church and you hear the word, God's going to confirm what he's already told you in your private time. That's how it works. See, God will confirm. He knows what your issues, your problems, whatever you're going through. He already knows that. He's just waiting for you to repent so he can look at that verse, pour out his spirit unto you and make known his words unto you. You want to understand this book. You want to know what God is talking about. This stuff isn't making sense to you now, but it will when you repent and you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And the Holy Spirit comes on the inside of you, and you begin to talk to him. Yes, talk to him. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, teach me. He's been sent here to lead and guide us into all truth. The Spirit of the living God will be on the inside of you, and he will make known his words unto you. He will direct you. He will instruct you, even in simple things. Even now, times when I lose my keys, I say, help me, Holy Spirit. And here's what's interesting. Stop looking for my keys, because I know he's going to show it to me. I taught us several weeks back on faith being the miracle activator. So you've got to believe God. If I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to help me, I got to believe he's going to help me. So, I'm going to stop looking. I'm going to wait for him to show it to me. Or if I continue looking, he's going to show it to me shortly thereafter. There's been so many times I have lost things and asked the Holy Spirit to help me. And when I stop looking because I'm believing he's going to help me, I walk right into it. Oh, there they are right there. This word works when you work it. Learn to work the word. Learn to work the word. God is waiting. We're partners with Jesus. We have a role to play just like he's done everything he's going to do. It is finished. He's seated on the right hand of God right now interceding for us. He's waiting on us to believe him. Believe him. Trust him. Rely on him. Don't be concerned about that job. Don't be concerned about that doctor's whatever the doctor has told you, whether it's cancer or whether it's this or whether it's that. Yes, doctors have a role to play, but God has an even more important role to play. Trust God. Believe God. But that starts with repenting, making a change of heart, change of mind, and change of direction, and giving your life to Christ and saying, Lord, come into my life and help me. Verse 23, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. I will make known my words unto you. I will make known my words unto you. See, the way he's going to make known his words unto you is through the Holy Spirit. That's why he's got to pour out his spirit unto you first, and then he's going to make known his words unto you. Through the Spirit of God, that's how we understand this book. He's been sent here to lead and guide us into all truth. Thy word is truth. He's been sent here to teach us. Teach us what? God's word. Instruct us and direct us based on the word. Verse 24, because I have called and ye refused. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But God has said, look, I done called you, but you refused. I've been calling you all your life. Said, come on, man. Come on over here. Come on over here. Your life ain't working. Things ain't working out. You know? You're involved in things you shouldn't be involved in. You're doing things you shouldn't be doing. Your life is a mess. And God says, you know what? I can take a mess and make a masterpiece out of it, but I need you to repent and give your life to Christ. Prove me. Prove me. You don't believe me? Try me out. That's what God is saying. Try me out. I have called and you have refused. Because I have called and you have refused, look at this. Because I have stretched out my hand and no man regardeth, but ye have set at naught all my counsel. You didn't listen to what I was saying. I was trying to counsel you. And would none of my reproof, you wouldn't repent. Listen at this. As a result of all this, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock you. I will mock when your fear cometh. God's not playing. Look, I done called you. I done told you you need to come over here. You need to give your life to Christ. You need to repent. You need to make a change of heart, a change of mind, a change of direction. He's calling you. He's calling you. He's calling you. All you on the phone right now, you know he's calling you. You hear him. He's calling you. He's saying, come on, come on. Come to me. Come to my word. Let me change your life. Let me do a new thing in your life. You will become a new creature. Old things will be passed away. Behold, all things will become new. He's calling you. He's calling you. He's calling you. And he hears it. He's waiting for you. waiting for you. Because you have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when fear cometh. See, God knows what's coming. It's coming for you. Calamity. Calamity is not good. That's a bad thing. See, it's funny how when we get in trouble, we want to call on God. When trouble comes to us, we want to reach out for him now. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. God says, I've been calling you all this time. When that calamity comes and when you get scared, when fear cometh, because he's telling you it's coming. Calamity is coming and fear is coming. I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh, now listen to this, when your fear cometh as a desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. I always think about a whirlwind like a tornado. Your fear is coming as fear is coming to you as a desolation and destruction as a whirlwind. When distress, listen to that, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, you're going to be stressed out of your mind. You ain't going to know what to do. Man, this is crazy. I don't know what to do. I mean, God, man, what? You know, we all been there. I've been there. You've been there. Everybody on this phone has been there. Got in trouble and want to call out to God like we done lost our mind. Before that, we ain't trying to go to church. We ain't trying to hear no word. We ain't trying to read no Bible. We ain't trying to do nothing but what we want to do. And God is constantly tugging at our hearts saying, come on, I love you. I don't want you to go through this. I don't want you to go through this anguish and this fear and this distress. I got something better for you. I have a better life for you. Now, when all of that happens, verse 28, look at that. Calamity then came, fear then come, desolation, destruction like a whirlwind, distress and anguish, all that bad stuff then come. Look at your response now. Then shall they call upon me. Isn't that just like us? We call upon him when we're in trouble. Been there, done that, I'm telling you. It's real. This word is real. Some of y'all are in trouble right now, and that's why you're on this phone call. You're looking for answers, and God is giving you the answers. He's giving them to you right now. Now you got to make a decision whether you want to repent and make a change of heart, change of mind, change of direction, whether you want to give your life to Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior, or whether you want to rededicate your life. Perhaps you've backslidden. Perhaps you've gotten into something you shouldn't have gotten into, even as a Christian. You know, we're in a fallen world. There's no judgment. We're in a fallen world. God knows we're in a fallen world. That's why he has given us these paths and these ways to get to him. The only way to the Father is through the Son, which means you got to come through Jesus to get to God, which means you got to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior to get to God, and then God can be in a position, or you can be in a position that God can help you. Because God's position doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's our position that can change. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. I will not answer. They shall seek me early. Look at that. You're getting up early in the morning. Oh, you're on your knees praying because that trouble's coming like a whirlwind. Oh, you crying out to God now. Been there, done that. I'm telling you. Been there, done that. No judgment. I've been right there in that same spot. Lord, what am I going to do? Then shall they call upon me, help me, Lord, but I will not answer them. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Start praying. Tugging at my heart. God, you got to help me. I'm not saying God ain't going to show no mercy. He can show mercy on your situation. He has shown mercy to all of us in our situations, just like this. He's shown mercy, but he wants our life. He don't care about the situation. He wants our life. He wants our life. He gave his son for our life. His son died on the cross for our life, even before we was conceived or born. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Look at that. But they that hated knowledge, don't hate knowledge. Do not choose to fear the Lord.
It just told you that the fear of the Lord is where knowledge begins. But they hated knowledge. For they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Remember now, we're talking about paths and ways. The good news is that we can get off that path and we can get off that way by reproof, turning at his reproof, repenting, having a change of heart, a change of mind, and change of direction. So thank God, God has provided a way and a path, another way and another path that we can get off this path and get on the right path, give our life to Christ, start getting in this word and start digging into it, asking the Holy Spirit to teach us, lead us and guide us into all truth, get to a local church somewhere or get under some type of preaching, teaching, or evangelist, and begin to understand the Word of God and begin to apply the Word of God to your life and begin to see the results of the Word of God that God is telling us in Proverbs. For they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel, which means they're not listening to my counsel. They despise all my reproof. They hate it when I was trying to get them to repent. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way. There it is. So instead of choosing God's way, you chose your own way. And now you got to eat the fruit of your own way. This isn't God doing this to you. This is you doing this to you. See, we have a responsibility. Don't blame God. God is telling you what to do. He's telling us what to do. We can't blame him. For they that hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, they would none of my counsel and despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. They eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. God said, look, you know, I'm going to show it to you in this book. I'm going to show you the right path and the right way to go. I love the way he used that, my son. Don't listen to them. Don't go in that path. Don't go in that way. Because I'm telling you, the destination is they've set a trap for themselves. Now, you can get on that path and you can get on that way, but I'm telling you where you're going to end up at. I love it because God has laid those paths and ways out for us, and all we got to do is follow them. Sometimes the simplest thing is the most powerful. Man complicates things. God simplifies them. He don't have to complicate them because he made everything. There was nothing that wasn't made by the word. So God understands everything. So why does he have to complicate anything? He's laid it out right here in Proverbs. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them. Prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Look at that. The turning away of the simple, those with an open heart, those who are easily led astray. The turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools. Look at that, the prosperity of fools. We just said a fool is a man who said in his heart, there is no God. Verse 7 says a fool despises wisdom and instruction. And there was another verse in here that talked about a fool as well. Listen to that, the prosperity of the fools, of fools shall destroy them. The prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Those who say in their heart, there is no God, the prosperity of those who say in their heart, there is no God, shall destroy them. The prosperity of those who despise wisdom and destruction shall destroy them. But whosoever, here we go. This is the good news. So all that stuff makes you think, oh, man, I got to get it right. Oh, gosh, man, that's horrible. God ain't gonna hear me. He going to let me eat of the fruit of my own devices? What am I going to do? It's right there in the book. What am I going to do? I'm on the wrong path. I'm walking in the wrong way. What am I going to do? God has told you to repent. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Let's look at verse 33. But whosoever shall hearken unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. That word hearken means to hear and obey. And obey. Not just hear it, but obey it, which means you're going to do it. Hear and obey. Thank God for another path. Thank God for another way. Because if we get on this path in this way, God then told us, we're going to have a whirlwind of destruction. calamity is going to come, fear is going to come, desolation is going to come. We're going to have distress and anguish. All this bad stuff is going to come upon us because we're, but God said, you know what? You ain't got to go that way. I'm going to lay it out for you. I'm going to lay this path out. I'm going to lay this way out. You can either walk down this path or walk down that path. You can walk down this way or walk down that way. But the good news is I'm going to lay it out, and I'm going to show you where you're going to end up. See, only God knows the future. Only God can do that. God tells you where you're going to end up. He'll tell you where you're going to end up. I've seen that. I have experienced that. I have observed that. I made an observation of an individual who was operating in pride, and I remembered that verse right away. Pride comes before a fall. And God knows I prayed for this individual, and then I cried out to him. I said, look, you know, you need to change that direction, man. You know, God does everything. It's God who put you here. You know, God allowed you to be in this position. No, don't have that. You got the wrong attitude about things, you know. Because I'm knowing in my heart that the fall is coming if he don't change his direction. If he don't change his mind, change his heart, and change his direction. The fall is coming. The word is truth. This is not me saying it. This is what the word of God says. God's word is truth. There is no other truth on the earth except the word of God. That's why his word will always last. All these other books out here, you see, them words are dead. They may give you some education and some knowledge, but they won't give you no wisdom. Let me tell you something. I will take one wise person over 1,000 educated people. Because I know wisdom. Wisdom is God's word. And that wisdom is going to give us insight and understanding of things that the world can't get. Because they can't discern spiritual things. People in the world can't understand this book. They'll pick it up and it's gibberish to them. Why? Because they don't have the Spirit of God on the inside of them. Why? Because they are not, watch this, born again. See, they were born, they came through their mother's womb. That's the first time they was born. They got to get born again, which means they've got to accept Jesus. They can't go back up in their mother's womb, no. But to be born again, now their spiritual eyes of understanding will be enlightened, like it says in the book of Ephesians. They get born again. They give their life to Christ. They accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They accept what Jesus Christ did by dying on the cross and shedding blood for us. He paid the price for all of our sins. He already knew. That's how God, how wise God is. God already knew. Look, I got to sacrifice. I can't keep having them sacrifice these animals. That's just covering their sin in the Old Testament. The Old Testament, they had to go in the temple and sacrifice an animal. They had to shed blood to cover their sins. That covers it, but it didn't get rid of it. And then the next year, they had to do it again. The ultimate sacrifice for the whole world, not just certain countries or certain nations. Jesus died for everybody. He died for the Russians, the Africans, the Australians, the Chinese, the Japanese. He died for everybody, the British, the Europeans. Some of you all are in different countries all over the world right now listening to this message. Jesus died for you. He is the Christ, the anointed one. He is the Son of the living God. And he died for you. He loves you just that much. And he wants you to have an understanding of his word. So turn ye at my reproof. Repent. Change your heart. Change your mind. Change your direction. God is waiting for you. Try him out. And your life will never be the same again. This book will become alive to you. He'll open up doors in your life. He loves you unconditionally. God is looking at the condition of your heart. That's what he wants. He wants your life. He wants your heart. It's not about what you've done and what you haven't done. It's simply by making a decision, and it's one decision. See, people don't go to hell because of what they've done and what they haven't done. People go end up in hell because they rejected Jesus. God already knew we was going to be in a fallen world. He already knew all this sin was going to be around us. All this temptation was going to be around us. That's why he had to send his son to pay the price. To pay the price that we couldn't pay. The price is death. All the sin that we've done, we should all be dead. If it wasn't for Jesus, who died on the cross for our sin, that's the way it would be. Because all have sinned. You, me, everybody. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And for those of you who say, well, I've never done anything wrong, I never sinned, let me tell you something. To be born, you were born into sin. What do you mean I was born into sin? Adam and Eve sinned. They were our first parents. They sinned against God. So everybody who comes after them were born into sin. That's why we have to be born again unto righteousness. He became sin for us, he who knew no sin, he being Jesus. Jesus became sin for us, Jesus who knew no sin, so that we could become the righteousness of God in him. We're righteous because of Jesus. We're not righteous because of self. That's called self-righteous. We can't make ourselves righteous. The only way we can be made righteous is by accepting Jesus. He became sin for us, he who knew no sin. This is a scripture in the Bible, so that we could become the righteousness of God in him. See, God already knew that. God already knew that. And you might say, well, wait a minute now. What about, hold on. Let me jump over into the Old Testament. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says that Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him as righteousness. See? He believed God and he was counted unto him as righteousness. But that was the Old Testament. That means Jesus hadn't come yet. Jesus came in the New Testament as our Lord and Savior. To become righteous. And that's what God is saying here. So if you look back, what he's saying in verse 33, but whosoever hearken unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Accept my son. Accept my son. That's what God is saying. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You'll dwell safely. And you won't have to fear evil because God's hand of protection will be around you. See? Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for God is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. That's what he's saying, protection. 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 Psalms 91, dwells in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide and remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, he is my fortress, he is my God. In him will I trust. That's Psalms 91. The first one I quoted was Psalms 23, the famous one everybody knows. Walking through the valley of the shadow of death, we won't feel no evil. So God is telling you, I will protect you. You will dwell safely. You won't have fear from evil, my son. And I've been tugging on your heart for years, years, years. Years ago, I remember asking the Lord, I said, Father, I said, what about the people who've never heard your word? What about the people who never heard about you? So everybody's going to hear about it. Some people are going to hear about it more than once, and some people are only going to hear about it once. But everybody's going to have a chance to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Because if they didn't have that opportunity, because they never got the chance to make the decision. And I'm here to tell you all, the only place you make the decision is while you're alive on the earth. Because after you die, the decision has already been made. And to not accept him by default, you rejected him. I wouldn't want to be on that other side wishing I had accepted him, and now it's too late. So there's no coming back after that, not to accept him. I mean, your choice has been made. You've made the choice, and God is saying, make the right choice. Make the right choice. And the word of God is crying out in the streets. How long will you simple ones and love simplicity and you fools hate knowledge? How long am I going to have to keep trying to get you to get saved, give you life to Christ, to bring you out of this darkness into this marvelous light? How long am I going to have to beg you? I'm going to have to plead with you. Except my son, I love you. I want you to have a better life. I don't want you going through the struggles and the hurts and the pains. I want you to accept me. I will guide you. I will lead you. I protect you. I will comfort you. Doesn't mean you ain't going to still go through some things, but now you got the one true and living God on your side. You will go through. You won't stay in. You will come out. And you'll go through in peace. You won't have that anguish and that distress that he's talking about that we've all had. Trust me, been there, done that. I'm so grateful for the Holy Spirit for wooing me to come to know Jesus and come to accept him as my Lord and Savior. That there's nothing else in this life that matters. Nothing, literally. All the stuff, anything, none of that stuff matters because you can't take anything with you anyway. Your salvation is what matters. At the end of the day, when that time comes, I want to make sure I build good relationships with the people that I love around me. But the most important relationship is with my Lord and Savior, Jesus. That's the one relationship that must be built while I'm on the earth and alive. And I'm grateful for that. So, Heavenly Father, I'm grateful for this opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And Lord, how grateful we are that you love us unconditionally, that you've laid out the paths and the ways for us to just get into this word and ask the Holy Spirit to teach us and lead and guide us into all truth, that we can make a change of our heart, a change of our mind, and a change of our direction away from sin and toward you, that we can get off the wrong path and the wrong way and get on the right path and the right way, that you have been pleading for us all our lives, and that we don't have to stay in the situation that we're in, that there is a better way, and the only way is through your Son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. For those of you who would like to pray right now, just silently say this prayer if you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life and change my life. I want to make a change of heart. I want to make a change of mind and a change of direction. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I believe that he died on the cross for me. I believe that he is the Son of God, that he's seated on your right hand right now, interceding for me and praying for me. I accept him as my Lord and Savior. I confess with my mouth that he's my Lord, and I believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead, and I thank you for saving me this day. I give you the praise and honor and glory. Change my life. Help me, dear Lord. I cry out to you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
We are so grateful tonight for his word in the messenger. We magnify the name of the Lord tonight.
Yes. Thank you,
we
Jesus.
We bless the Lord for the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
We
yes,
bless
Lord.
The Lord for the messenger. We praise God. We praise God. God's calling us tonight. God's
yes.
calling us to righteousness.
Yes.
God has sent a word of warning. He has pleaded with us on this night, and that we may receive him on this night. This night is tonight. The man of God
yes.
already prayed. All we got to do is just accept him as our Savior. Jesus
yes,
as
Lord.
Our Savior. I accept him. I accept
yes.
him in my... I accept God
yes.
change and the saving and the filling of his Holy
yes.
Spirit, the Holy Ghost, this night. God calling
yes.
tonight. God calling tonight. God calling
yes.
tonight. We don't want to be the one of the horns. When he stretched out all his hand, we disregarded him. And when he called us, we didn't take heed. We didn't hear him. And then we want God to praise out of hearing our voice. We want God to
yes.
help. We want to be pleasing to his ears that he will
yes.
have to say that turn from him. We don't want him to have to mock us. As the word says, he'll mock us.
Yes, Lord
Jesus. He will mock us. And we don't want that. We don't want that. I know we all been in some places. Don't get it twisted. We all gonna fail short somewhere. And that's why
yeah.
the man God can tell us tonight. Tonight. We don't have time to pick daisies. We don't have time to pick daisies. Why? Because we got to redeem the time.
Yes.
Tonight. God calling. God calling. Don't wait for no one. Don't wait for no one. The line is open to just come. Come just as you are.
Yeah.
Come as you are. Just throw your hands up. Throw your hands up and just surrender. Tonight is the night that you can receive Christ. You can receive
yeah.
the Lord Jesus. Tonight.
Yes.
God loves
yes.
you so much. So much of us. He gave us heaven's best.
Yes.
And if you need strength, you could come tonight. The man of God waiting to pray with you. Pray for you.
Yes,
I like
Lord.
Saying pray and pray for you. Because if two could come together in agreement,
yes.
God would be in the midst. God would be in the midst because that's what his word says. And his
yes.
word cannot be in void. It must perform what he said to pray with you tonight.
Yes.
If you say and you need direction, tonight is tonight.
Mm.
Tonight. It's my night, your night, family night. You need to stand in the gap for someone. Tonight is tonight. Revelation said, I know you got just a little strength. You need some more. Tonight is tonight. The
yes.
man of God is waiting. The man of God is waiting. He don't broke the word tonight. Oh, my God, it pricked my heart. Why? Because God gave us an opportunity, giving us an opportunity. Don't get it twisted, because you may be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers and help, ministers or whatever.
Yeah.
We still have need.
Yes.
God to lead and guide us in what? A plain path of righteousness.
Yes.
For his sake. Because there are ways to see this right. Look right, smell right, but is it right?
Yeah.
Hey, is it?
Glory.
Ooh, is it? Hey, glory to God. Is it right?
Ooh.
Is it right? To know him and to be obedient to what he has said, that would make it right. To know and don't obey, that's not right. Tonight. Come on, saints. The man of God is waiting. Come on, saints. Everybody saved on this line tonight? Anybody needs prayer for anything? He's waiting. He's waiting. He don't throw it out that safe, what you call that lifeline. He don't throw it out tonight.
Amen.
He showed out the lifeline tonight. Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. He they got me here. Hey, glory. That
glory
must be what the Spirit says to who touch? My touch. Tonight is tonight. Tonight is tonight. You know what I heard tonight? He pleaded. He pleaded.
Yes.
He pleaded. Father's pleading with his children. Come on under the umbrella of Satan. He's pleading. I hear the plea. Didn't you hear the urgency in the message tonight?
Praise God.
Did you hear the urgency? Oh, Mr. Anointed One, he calling us first to be first partaker. He calling us with an urgency. An urgency. That we be first partake, that we may be an example in the earth to the people. Because his word is his word. It's not when we them boys. And I love that by Proverbs, full of wisdom, full of instruction, full of knowledge. Wisdom. Would there be any tonight? Anyone need prayer for anything? Anyone? Well, Father, there's nothing no one need from you tonight. I need something. Father, no one need nothing.
Praise you, Jesus.
No one need anything. I need something. I have need of more of Jesus every day. I have need of God's wisdom that he may lead, guide me, direct me. Not in the way I want to go, but in the way he desired me to go, that I may be pleasing unto him. And that when I stand before him, he can say, well done, well done. Well done. I have need of you tonight, God. That I may be an example among my children, my grandchildren. In my neighborhood. I have need of you tonight, Lord God.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
That I won't be a disappointment to you. You know, your father, you don't want to disappoint your mom and your daddy. You want to be pleasing to them.
Yes, Lord.
You want to be pleasing to them. And even if you make a mistake, mom and dad understand that you did everything you could possibly do. But you just didn't have enough strength for that. And so, mom and daddy don't throw you away. What they do, come here, boy. Come here, girl. Come here, let me tell you. Now, the next time, I need you to do it this way, and I want you to follow. What God saying? Follow my instruction. Wise instruction.
Come on.
What? Wise. Wise instruction. Next time, out of the boat, stop. Here you go. You won't make that mistake. See? See, you didn't follow. You followed to a certain degree. But if you follow all the instruction I've given you, you wouldn't have fallen into that devil's temptation. And you learn from it.
Right.
Get up now and dust yourself off. Now, what you thought I was going to do to you, I'm not going to do it to this time. But I don't want to catch in that situation again or that predicament.
I see.
Grace.
Good God.
Come on, children. Come on, children. That's what he's saying. Follow my instructions.
Yes.
Follow my instruction. Come, my way is easy. And my burden is light. Hey, and if you pick up heavy for you, I didn't give it to you. Picked it up. Even if there's some trouble, God, even in the midst of sorrow, God can still let you have peace. When chaos is all around you, you can still have joy. And sorrow, joy. And when you make a mistake, you quit and say, oh, Father, forgive me.
Right.
Forgive me. Don't act like things, nothing. Don't act as if we didn't do anything. Just go ahead and say, wrong. I was dead wrong. I'm sorry.
Right.
Father, forgive.
They forgive you right there.
Strengthen me right there. Sure, He's calling for us to come under the armor of the and y'all know what? I heard when he said, sometimes he give you two chances. Sometimes people only get one chance. I heard that. I'm telling you, I feel the urgency. Feel the urgency.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
God has sent wisdom. He has set in the midst of us, just like a father was set in that chair and have taught us. And not only, but he said, come on, son. Come on. Mm. We can do this together. We can do it together.
So yes.
Trust me. I won't lead you wrong. Just trust me. Oh, I can see it. The man of God just I see like God just stretching his hands out.
Glory to God.
Can't you feel it? Can't you feel
it? Yeah.
Can't you feel it in the atmosphere tonight?
Yeah.
Can't you feel it tonight?
Yeah.
It's in the atmosphere.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir. It's heaven not for no one else but me.
Come on. Glory.
It's
glory.
For me.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
It's for me.
You,
I got
Jesus.
Children need to be saved. I got great children to be saved.
Yes,
I got brothers need to be saved.
Come on. Glory to God.
Cousins and uncles and aunts need to be saved.
God.
Yes, sir. It's for me.
Generational. Good God. Thank you, Lord God. Save them all, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Save.
Fill them with your spirit, Lord God.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord God. I thank you for my sister, Lord God. I pray, Father, that you have generational blessings for her, Lord God, for her kids, her grandkids. It says that a good person leaves an inheritance to their children's children, Lord God. She's leaving this inheritance of your word to them, Lord God.
Yes.
Father, I ask that you bless them and shower them with blessings. For those who are lost, find them, Lord God. For things that are crooked, make it straight. For things that are wrong, make it right. For things in the darkness, bring it to light, Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bring them to you, Lord God. Woo them to you, Lord God. Bless their children and their children's children, Lord God. This woman of God is doing your work, Lord God. She is your maidservant, Lord God. She's doing what you have called her to do, Lord God. Father, I pray that all of her children and her children's children, all of her family members, Lord God, are saved and filled with your spirit, Lord God. I pray the blessings of the Lord on their life, Lord God. You send whoever needs to cross their path, Lord God, whoever needs to minister to them, to bring them into you, to bring them closer to you, to build knowledge of you, Lord God. Send them right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Send forth your angels to minister to them, minister to their hearts, minister to their minds.
Yes.
Bring them peace and rest and comfort. Let them know that it's you and you alone, Lord God, that she has interceded on their behalf, Lord God, and she has stood in the gap for them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord God. I bless your holy name, Lord God. I pray that every family member of hers, Lord God, will be saved and sanctified. I pray that, Lord God, that you will bring them closer and closer to you, Lord God, that they will see the light, Lord God. I pray that no hurt, harm, or danger shall come near them, Lord God, because they are your chosen, Lord God. Hallelujah. I give you the praise and the glory and honor, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Obedient woman of God. Thank you, Lord God, that she's an interceding. She's a woman, a praying woman of God, Lord God, that she's been praying for years for their salvation, Lord God. I stand in agreement with her right now. You said if two or more shall agree as to touching anything, Lord God, you are in the midst. I give you praise and honor and glory, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for saving, Lord God.
Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Be it unto you according to thy word, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory your name,
thank
God.
You.
I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord
we
God.
We bless you, Lord, tonight. Not another one. If there's no one else, man of God, before I pray with you,
yes,
and for you, if there be anyone tonight that would like to be a blessing to the man of God tonight, before we get off the line, we want him to give how we can bless him, be a blessing to him. Not trying to pay you for the word, but just to be a blessing to you. We need you to give us the information. How we can be a blessing to you.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
For you
glory to God.
To us.
Praise you, God. Just prayer. Continue to pray that I will continue to do the work that the Lord has called me to do. Pray for me and my family. Pray for me. Just continue to pray that God will continue to lead and guide me into what he's calling me to do, that I will walk boldly and confidently in his word, and that I will continue to bless his word and bless all those that come in contact with me and with my family, Lord God. I just pray, Lord God, that continue to keep lifting us up in prayer in the name of Jesus. Lift us up in prayer. That's all I ask. Be it unto me according to thy word, Lord God. Freely I receive and freely I give, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Now, Father, I do touch him, for he have made his petition known. And, Father, I know you have heard, and I know you have received, according to Scripture, that when we pray, if we but believe, if we just but believe, have those things that we ask him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, we ask you to continue to bless him. Bless him, God, according to your wisdom, your righteousness. Now, according to God, all those things that you have, all the benefits that you have for him, that he may go forth, God, that he may teach your word in fear and trembling, that he may be a blessing continue to your people, God, from all four corners of earth. Wherever his feet thread, God, I know it already blessed. Whatever his hand touches, Father, according to Scripture, I know it already blessed. Now, Lord God, to anoint him, continue to raise him, continue, God, to bless him, continue to send him in the name of Jesus. Keep his body healed. In the name of Jesus, continue to shield and protect him and his family, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, thank you for being his sustainer. Thank you for being his sustainer. Thank you for being his provider. Thank you for being his comforter. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, thank you for the anointing that destroys every yoke. Thank you for your angels that you've given charge over him. In the name of Jesus. In his family, God. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for your salvation. Oh, my God. We thank you for the gifts that you have placed in him. But we thank you most of all for that word that is in his belly. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for that word. Always stir your word up. In the name of Jesus, God. Because out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Living waters, healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Lead him now. Lead him, God. Hey, in a plain path of righteousness for your name's sake. Keep him, God. Keep him, God. In the name of Jesus. And mighty God, hold him. Hold him, God. In the name of Jesus. Let your words be like bits in a horse's mouth. Then however you turn him, however you need him to go, and whenever you need him to go, that he'll follow. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we won't take your glory. We won't take your honor. And we won't take your praise. And Lord God, open doors that no man can shut. And any door open that's not good for him, you shut. Anything that will not prosper him and will not lead him. And guide him, continue to do your will. Your will. Your will.
Thank you, Lord.
Because if he be willing and obedient, he can eat the good of the land. He can eat the good of the land. And let all blessing, because all blessing flows come from you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you.
Amen.
We love you, Father. In your son Jesus' name, thank you one more time for him just come and to break the bread of life. And I thank you for it. I thank you for it. I truly thank you for it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, God bless you. God bless you, man of God. We love you. We appreciate you for coming.
Thank you.
I thank you so much.
Thank you, Sister. I pray.
I thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm grateful for that.
God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God, too. God bless you and your family.
Mm-hmm. And God bless you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. And what is another God?
it has been said, all had tonight be to God. So divinely ordained, man, there's no need to add anything. What's already been said, because been left so beautiful before us. So God, thank you. And people just want to let you know where you can copy, where you copies of the broadcast on tonight. You text us. We'll give you a couple of numbers. Then text and your copy directly to your phone. The first number is 229-529-0-4. That's 225-29014. So you text 912-27-3918, 912-257-3918. Reach out to us in our interest. You can reach out to us via WhatsApp, and that number is 8608-7234. Either of those texts, let us know you would like to have speak and we'll copy directly. And once it, people are just letting it stop. Send it. We want you to send the word, and he mass said, let the word. Amen. His word, who he had, the work that should, we just want to do our part to send it. So either one of those numbers, you can text us. We'll get you a copy sent to your town. For our listeners on social media, you can go out and listen at any of our broadcasts, this broadcast. Go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page. This will be available on top. You can on it as often as we ask you to tag somebody. Send it. Tag somebody and send it.
In the name of the Lord.
Praise God. Blessing.
Well, she's giving you info and how you can be blessed by going out online on Facebook, and you could call the numbers that she's given unto you that you can get a copy of the word tonight. And now let us follow instruction in the name of Jesus. Now, man of God, we're going to turn it back over. We thank each of you all, first of all, for coming out and just to join with us tonight and to hear from the Lord. We bless God for each of you all and your family. God bless you all, and God be with you all. Now, man of God, you can pray. We're going to turn it back over in your hand for you to close the service out.
Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Heavenly Father, I ask that you bless everyone that's on this line. May the Lord God bless you and keep you. May the Lord God bring comfort to you and your hearts. God bless your families and bless your jobs and your homes. Bless your children. May the Lord God give you wisdom and instruction and understanding in all things and all the affairs of life. May he continue to lead and guide and protect you and comfort you. May he continue through his Holy Spirit to woo you to him. Until you come to that day where you repent and turn away, make a change of heart, a change of mind, and a change of direction, and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. May he continue to have mercy on you and show his grace on you and bless you and keep you in everything you do. May he bless your hands, bless the way you walk, bless the things you touch, and bless the words that come out of your mouth. May he continue to keep people around you, to minister to you, to show himself strong, to show you that he is God, and he is the one true and living God, the great I am, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And I ask that he continues to bless you in everything you do. May he bring peace and comfort and rest to those of you who are or in a situation or a circumstance that seems impossible. May he show himself strong in that situation so that it will be undeniably, and that you may know that our God is God and he loves you unconditionally. I ask all these blessings upon everyone upon this line tonight in the name of Jesus. I give you all the praise and glory and honor, Lord God, and comfort them and bring peace to their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you once again, man of God. We love you and we appreciate you and your family.
Thank
you. God continue to bless you and all those that are connected to you in the name of Jesus. Now let us go and serve the Lord. God bless you. Good night, saints.
Good night. Thank you, sister. Good night.
God bless you, my brother. Thank you, Jesus.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.